Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Lily. How can I help today?
Hi, Lily. My name is Travis DuBois. I think I spoke to you yesterday about swapping my accounts over to myself, and one of my classmates is going to be helping me manage those.
Yes. Hello.
Wait, was that you that I talked to?
Yeah, I believe it was. Let me pull up the account here just a second. Yeah, I see both your accounts.
All right. So after discussing with her, is there any way that you guys don't close these accounts? I don't know how this process even works, I guess. I just, with such a small company, I can't afford to keep paying $150 and $250 alternating months. Now, like, how does it work? Do you guys, like, I tell you, cancel the account, and then you guys close it, and then there's, is there a code or something of some sort, or how, what work, or how is this?
Okay, I wasn't aware you wanted to cancel the account. I thought you were having websites created. What we do for you is local SEO. It's the optimization of your Google profile, and then you have, you know, your website as well, but we maintain your Google profile to have the visibility on Google. But let me check each account because it looks like you have different products on each one.
Okay.
So for the account, Northern Landscape LLC. Let me just see. That one has our loyalty program. You also have Google Ads on that account. So that means that every other month is waived for local SEO. If you did not want to continue with having the paid ad campaign, I would suggest keeping local SEO because that's the optimization we do to your listing on Google Maps. That one you have loyalty on. So that means every other month is free without the paid ads because you pay $100 on those months that are the local SEO is waived, and that's for your paid ad campaign.
So what do I pay for that one?
So for this one, when you don't have loyalty, it's $249 a month. But you also have Google Verified, it looks like. So that's another paid ad campaign. I'm not sure if you wanted to pause your paid ad campaigns and at least keep local SEO, but you're paying $249 a month plus the Google Verified leads.
So I pay $249 every other month, is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You're paying $249 every other month. But every month you're still paying $100 for your Google ad campaign. So if you wanted to just pause the campaigns, the paid ad ones, then we can, you know, continue with local SEO. That's work that we have to do all the time. So I wouldn't suggest ever turning it off. So you don't lose visibility. Yeah. But paid ads, you can always turn them off, turn them on as you'd like. It's not like local SEO where you have to always optimize to keep you on the map of Google.
Okay, I get it now. I think I do. So basically every month it costs me $149, and then every other month it costs me an extra $100 for the extra stuff that you're doing. Is that?
So every month you're being charged at least $100 because on your loyalty months, so for example, on a regular month you pay $249, right? For that month, you're paying $149 for local SEO and $100 for paid ads. The next month, you are only paying $100 for paid ads because your local SEO, which is $149, is being waived. And then again, the next month, you'll pay $249, and then the next one is $100. But you're only paying that $100 portions because of the paid ad campaigns.
I get you. All right. I see now. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the landscaping company, it's Google is crucial to me. It's important.
Yeah.
I need to stay on top of it. The electric company, it really doesn't matter. It's really commercialized, so it doesn't, we don't need to be present. We just have it. Just kind of say that we do, and to have the sign-up thing for our roster.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With that being said, what I'm thinking that I may do is keep the Northern Landscape with you guys and just do the Northern Landscape with me and my friend. And seems how it's not really important anyhow. It doesn't, like, you know, we don't need to appear on the top of Google or whatever. So that's probably how much am I paying for Du Bois Electric?
Yeah, for Du Bois Electric, let's see. You're only paying $149 a month as well for local SEO because you only have local SEO for that account. That one actually now qualifies for our loyalty program as well. So if you wanted us to even put it on hold, we can do that for up to 6 months. And then when it reactivates, we can start that loyalty program where 1 month, $149, the next month free, and then that pattern continues. I'm not sure if you want to do that, but you may want to put it on hold before you cancel it because you may need that visibility down the line. And this account already has a year with us, so it has a lot of really good visibility out on Google.
So basically it'd be $149 every other. So $149 times 6 would be the annual amount I'd pay you.
Yeah, but you know what? Let me see what I can do as far as lowering the amount as much as I can because you do have two accounts. I'm just going to check my options here. I'm going to place you on a very brief hold, Travis. I'll be right back on the line here with you. Okay?
All right. Thanks. Yep.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, thank you so much for your patience, Travis. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what I have the ability to do is I can actually bring your billing down for both accounts for local SEO to $129. So if you wanted to keep the local SEO for both accounts at $129 with the loyalty program, you would be paying $258 every other month. So at the end of the day, per year, it would be, let's see, 258 times 6 would be 1,548 for both accounts. So that would be for the year.
Okay, and then so the one I have a partner with and the other one I don't.
Okay.
So the Du Bois Electric, it would be basically 129 times 6 then?
That's exactly. Mm-hmm.
So 774, okay. And then the other one I would have 129 times 12 plus 600.
It would
is
be
that correct?
It would be 129. So if you wanted to keep the ads on, the paid ads,
yeah,
that you're paying $100
I do.
For? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So for that one, it would be 129 every other. So you would be paying, I'm sorry, you would be paying $229 total, right? Because it includes $100 for the ads. So you would be paying $229 every other month, and the months in between, you would only be paying $100 because you still want to keep the paid ad campaigns. So it would be $229 one month, the next one it would be $100, and then that would continue.
So
$229 total. For the
Times 6 plus 600.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. The 1974 and 774. Oh. I guess I need to figure out what I need to do, and I just don't know nothing about it. Tara convinced me, you know, she would give me a hand or whatever. It was easy, but like I said, I just don't want to, like, lose rankings or whatever with the landscape company. So I guess what I'm leaning towards for sure is to keep the landscaping company with you guys.
Okay.
I guess I need to think about the electric company.
Okay.
But probably now leaning towards keeping it with you guys, I think, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
If I decide to move the electric company or do it myself, what is the process? Like, how does that work, I guess, to close that, whatever, however it works?
Yeah, no worries. There is actually no process needed. It's really just a matter of letting us know if you would like to terminate the account. You don't have any termination fees or contracts or anything like that, so we just need to know when you would like to terminate it. But again, if you are not sure, we can always place it on hold and give you some time to consider. I'm not sure if that's what you'd like to do as well, but we like to work with you. So it's really just a matter of letting us know what you would like to do here.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But I would have the $100 fee though, right?
For the domain. If you wanted to transfer the domain over, oh. Yes. Uh-huh. There would be a $99 fee.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then could you guys delay that like a week or something, she said, to so that we could work together on like developing a just kind of a generic website for the electric company?
Oh, yeah, we can wait as long as you need us to. We don't need to do the transfer right away. We can, even if you put it on hold, we can do the transfer after that, a week after or a month after even. It's really entirely up to you.
Okay. Now, and then while I have you, I'm my landscaping company. Is there anything else that, like, I could be doing to show up more prevalent or regularly on Google, higher up and more eyes on me, I guess?
Let me check that, because you do have really good first page placement, but there's always options. So let me see what I find here.
Like you say, we're rating good, and I'm happy, but yeah. You know, there's always,
yeah,
you know, something.
Probably. Absolutely. There's always options with Google when it comes to local SEO. Let me just see what we have. Okay, you have good reviews. The last one was in February. That's one thing that we can work on. Is getting at least one review a month is best practice for your placement. We now have a system in place that automatically responds to your reviews. So that's something less to worry about. But getting reviews will always help with Google. As far as posts, let me just check your posts here. Yeah, we have your automatic posting for every week. We used to only be able to do it once a month, but I can actually go ahead and increase that to be manually created 3 times a week for you. So I'll apply that. There's no extra charge, so that's I'll just go ahead and do that on your account. So we'll start creating posts on Google 3 times a week versus once a week, like Google allows.
Okay.
That's the thing I'll apply right now. And then if you happen to have any new photos, Travis, that always helps as well, because since we're going to be creating a lot of posts, we don't want to be so repetitive with images.
Right. Okay. And then can I just upload those on my own to the Google deal?
Yeah, absolutely. You can upload to the Google profile or to your client dashboard. And I'll send you login credentials as well in case you'd like to log in.
Okay. All right. All right, well, let me figure this out. Like I said, I'm definitely going to keep the landscaping with you guys because it's more important.
Okay.
I don't want to screw anything up. But let me think about the electric company, and I'll let you know.
Okay, perfect. If you do need to terminate the account before your next billing date, just let us know at least 3 days before the 19th of this month, or you can always do it next month as well. We just ask that you let us know at least a few days before your billing so we don't charge you if you don't want to pay that month. Okay?
All right, cool. All right. Thank you. Appreciate
your
help.
I appreciate your time,
bye.
Travis. Have a great day.